The Temple That Rewrote History. In 1994, a farmer in Turkey was plowing his field when his plow hit something hard beneath the soil. He dug down and found a carved stone. Archaeologists came to investigate, and what they found changed how we understand human history. The place was called Göbekli Tepe, which means Potbelly Hill in Turkish. Under the rounded hill were massive stone pillars, some 18 feet tall and weighing 10 tons, carved with detailed images of animals. Lions, foxes, scorpions, vultures, wild boars, snakes, spiders. The pillars were arranged in great circles, like a temple or a gathering place. When scientists tested the age of the site using carbon dating, they got a number that didn't fit anything they knew. 11,600 years old. That was a puzzle. At that time, humans hadn't invented farming yet. They hadn't invented pottery or metal tools. They were hunter-gatherers, small groups wandering across the landscape, following animal herds and collecting wild plants. Everyone assumed that people like that couldn't organize the massive effort needed to quarry, carve, and move enormous stones. You needed agriculture first, then villages, then cities. Then you could build monuments. That was the order. But here were hunter-gatherers carving and moving 10-ton pillars, building something that would have taken hundreds of people working together for years. Nobody knows exactly what it was for. Maybe it was religious. Maybe it was where different groups came together to trade or celebrate. The carvings suggest they thought about the world in complex ways, imagining meaning in animals and symbols. The old idea that monuments came after farming might be backwards. Maybe wanting to gather at a place like Göbekli Tepe helped push people toward farming in the first place. Sometimes you find something that makes you rethink everything.